Tzachas Kelim Perek Yuchas Mishnah Hey Mitzvah Shahisa Tmeah Medras. A bet that was Tameh Medras, a Zav or a Zav or Anita sat down or laid down on the bed, causing the bed to become Tameh Medras, which is an Abatuma. Nitlok Saros Derek Lion Tmeah. If one of the shorter boards from the bed frame broke off or was taken off, plus the two legs of the bed that are attached to it, the bed remains Tmeah. The bed is still usable, even though now it's on a tilt, it's still possible to lay down on this bed, so it remains a Kli and remains tummy. Now, the frame of the bed is rectangular. So the shorter boards on the head of the bed or on the opposite side, if that board was taken off plus the two legs, even though the bed is now tilted, it's still considered a Kli, and therefore it remains tummy. Arucho stay crying to her. But if one of the longer boards of the bed frame plus the two legs that are attached to it broke off or was taken off from the bed, it's no longer usable, and therefore it's tahira. The bed can no longer be used to be laid down on it, so it's not considered a kli anymore, and therefore it's tar. Rabbi Nechemya mitami. Rabbi Nechemya holds that it's still tame, even though one of the longer boards of the bed frame was taken off plus the two legs. Rabbi Nechemya holds it's still considered a kli, and the bed can still be used. According to Rabbi Nechemya, we can prop it up against the wall, and you can still lay down on this bed.
God has stainless shunya, it's like so. If two of the lishanyas that are diagonally opposite each other broke off from the bed, the lishanyas are the pieces of wood that hold up the rectangular piece of wood that is put inside the bed frame and that supports the mattress. And this piece of wood is held up by four lishanyas, four pieces of wood that are put on four corners of the bed. And two of the lishanyas that are diagonally across from each other broke off. God has stay crying, tepach al tepach like so. Or two of the legs of the bed that are diagonally across from each other, one tefach of them was cut off. Or if all four legs were broken off to the point that they're less than a tefach, so now the mitzvah is less than a tefach off the ground. In all these cases, the bed is now tahira, even though the bed was originally tamei medras. Now that the bed had the two lashonos broken off, or a tefach from two legs broken off, or all the legs were broken to the point that they're less than a tefach, the bed is now tahira, as it no longer could be used as a mitzvah, so it's no longer tummy.
Mitzvah that was tmeah meter. A zava or a nida sat down or lay down on the bed, making the bed into an abatum. Nishba arucha utikna tmeah meter. If one of the long boards from the bed frame broke off, and then he repaired it, the bed remained tmeah meter. As we're talking about, with arucha broke off and the legs remain intact. Now the Mefarshim makes point that even if he does not repair the arucha, the bed remains tmeah. Even though we saw in the previous mission that if the arucha breaks off, the bed is no longer tmeah, that's talking about where the arucha broke off together with the two legs that are attached to it. In such a case, the bed is no longer usable. But in this case, where the arucha broke off and the legs remain intact, the bed remains tmeah. Nishbara tzniyah utikna, tahira min hamedras, avol tmeah maga medras. If after the first arucha broke off and was subsequently repaired, the arucha on the opposite side then broke off and was repaired, the bed is no longer nava tumah, it's tahira min hamedras. But if the rishon tumah is tmeah maga medras, something that comes into contact with a medras, it's maga medras, it's a rishon tumah. And this bed, since both aruchas are broken off, it's no longer a medras, even though the aruchas broke off one after the other. But it's a maga medras, the reason being is because when the first arucha broke off and the bed remained a medras, but that arucha, when it broke off from the bed, became tar. And then when it was repaired and came into contact with the bed, it became a maga medras, a rishon tumah, while the bed remained a medras. And then when the second arucha broke off, the bed was tar min hamedras, it was no longer an avatum. But since that first arucha was a maga medras, and it was attached to the bed, the entire bed becomes a medras. Now, the reason why the bed is no longer a medras is because both aruchas had broken off, even though they did not break off at the same time. As the first arucha broke off and was repaired immediately before the second arucha broke off. But since had the two aruchas broken off at the same time, the bed would no longer be usable, and therefore would be tar. In this case, even though at no point were the two aruchas off at the same time, but since the two aruchas had broken off one after the other and were repaired, we look at it as if this is a different bed than what it was originally. Panim chadashos bo lakan. It's a different bed than the bed that had become tame, and therefore it's no longer an avatuma, it's only a rishon lutuma. Lo hispik latakim et rishonim atanishbra shniya tahira. If the first arucha broke off, and before he had a chance to repair it, the arucha on the opposite side also broke off, and so now both arukhas were off at the same time, the bed is completely tar, it's not tame at all, the bed is not usable with both haruchos broken off.